Tell me who.
Tell me who.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Tell me who.
Tell me who.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Michael Casehammer is with us, the beloved pianist, band leader, singer, back on the program after an appearance last year to celebrate his special Boogie on Blues Highway on Joy TV. His specific brand of playing weaves jazz, blues, boogie-woogie, stride, pop, and yes, sometimes even classical music into his albums and live concerts. And by the way, his most recent record is titled Something New, celebrating his love of New Orleans, but he does have something even newer that he's working on right now. This summer, he'll play Toronto's Kerner Hall, June 29th, as part of the Toronto Jazz Festival, and then head east to Campbellford to perform at the West Bend Performing Arts Centre on July 3rd. It's always a treat to spend a little time with my old pal, Michael Casehammer. Welcome back.
Nice to see you, Mark. In person.
In person. You know what the funny thing is? The last time we talked, you said, hey, next time you're in Victoria, in Sydney, which is where you live, look me up. And I was there just a couple weeks ago, and I didn't look you up.
What happened?
I was taking care of my mother.
Oh, okay.
And I felt bad. I was thinking about it on the plane home. I'm like, I should have looked him up.
But, well, at least you thought about me.
I know. So I would say not overwhelming, but you're back on the road here in Ontario. Yeah. This summer, and kind of a big one at Kerner Hall.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's, you know, during the pandemic, there was a couple of shows we did out west with 50 people when they had the 50 people rule when they opened restrictions. And it was all right. It was nice to be in my own backyard playing a little bit, but it's not playing a show.
No.
It's not, you know, most of the band lives in different parts of North America. So this is like a get together. The last time I saw this band was February 2020 in Hamburg, and I dropped them off at the airport, and
then that
who knew
the before times.
Yeah, crazy. And who would have known?
And it's a good reminder too, right, that when we think about a Michael Casehammer show happening at Kerner Hall, we think, okay, great, he's going to be here. But there is a lot of coordination that goes into that. There's the postponements, there's your band members living in places all over the world. People forget that it's a bit of a production, right?
Yeah, I mean just like people take a lot of effort to make it to a show,
right,
and then make a whole evening out of it, we as performers can't forget that either. You know, you don't just show up and play your hour and a half. You go, these people, they went for dinner before, they dressed up, they drove into the city, who knows? But there's a lot of coordination, and there's a lot of travel, and I always say we get paid for that.
And you know how to make it special. I've seen you perform.
Yeah,
you bring your A game.
It's special for me.
Yeah.
So I just translate that to the audience. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, if I wouldn't love it that much, why would I do it?
That's a good point. I was just listening to an interview with the Doobie Brothers, and they were talking, you know, they're, 60 years on the road.
Yeah.
And they've slowed down a little bit, but it really is just love.
Of course,
Of getting up there and playing. And that's really where it all comes together.
Of course. I mean, that's why you do it. That's why you put time into making a record, dealing with the agents, dealing with like putting it all together. I mean, this is nice. It's great. You know, I love talking to you.
Sure.
But not every interview is enjoyable.
Right.
Like sometimes it's not like a conversation.
No.
So you do a lot of stuff to, in the end, you just do it so you can get on stage and play some piano.
Sit at that piano and be with your friends
exactly.
And make beautiful music. You know, it has been a little while. So what do you bring to the table when there's been a little space to breathe like this? I know when we talked last year, you were starting to explore maybe a few avenues you hadn't in a while, returning to some different styles and music and that sort of thing. So what is going into this show after a couple of years?
Right now we're working on a new record,
right,
which is a bit of a jazz crossover thing. And so we'll definitely put some of that music on stage for the first time. Although I was just saying I love performing and love being on the road, there's still that little part that I didn't take it for granted before the pandemic, but now I'm definitely not taking it for granted.
Sure.
So I'm never, ever going to complain about bad pianos, bad sound checks, bad whatever. So I'm just so excited to be on stage again. And I think the show is just going to be even better than before, with that feeling.
And some of the new material I'm excited about. I mean, can you give us any more tidbits about what this record is going to be about?
Well, you kind of reflect a little bit on life, too, in the 2 years at home. If your business all of a sudden goes mute and everything is on hold, and you kind of reflect on career path and all those kind of things and the kind of music I want to record and family and, you know, all getting a little older and my family's in Europe, most of it. So the whole record is really a reflection of that. You know, I lost my aunt, who was really a big supporter of my piano playing when I was a kid. And so...
That's a big story over this last 2 years. I think everybody lost somebody.
Yeah.
And, right? And in some way.
Life is short, and there's reasons for things happening, and you really just, as an artist, or especially writing your own music, you can actually relate that. You can relate stories or your feelings, which is... a privilege too, you know. It's pretty amazing to tap into that, rather than writing music to just kind of show off your piano playing, or go, hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about New Orleans.
But it is nice to watch you play piano.
Yeah, no, I love it as an audience member too. But you know, like, this approach makes my piano playing even better because I don't.
There's some real heart there. And if you're just joining us, superstar Canadian pianist Michael Casehammer is here, moonlighting here at the New Classical FM, and we'll play Kerner Hall with the Toronto Jazz Festival June 29th, then over to the West Bend Performing Arts Centre in Northumberland County at the Barn July 3rd. TorontoJazz.com, WestBend.ca, or Casehammer.com/tour for tickets. Have you been to that West Bend Barn before?
Yeah, it's been... 2, 3, 4 years.
I got over there.
Like that. It's pretty cool.
That's a great space.
Yeah. And we did it in the afternoon, and it was beautiful weather, and they really hosted us well. Lunch in their house, and then we went and played some music. The audience was really into it, and, you know, summer in Ontario country. It was amazing.
It really is, and they've got a great lineup there this year. Ofer Harnoy, the Canadian Brass, you're going to be there. I think it's just that, right? You get out into Campbellford and Northumberland, and suddenly you've got somebody of your caliber playing that stage, and it's so special for that audience. People come from all around.
It's different. Kerner Hall is a fantastic place to play because it's a great hall, but you know, you do halls, you do soft cedars, but you don't really play a barn at 2 in the afternoon in Ontario country. That's different, and that's nice.
What's the next year looking like? Map it out for us. You've got this record. When are you hoping to kind of put it all together and take it out on the road?
We're going to go on the road in November to do coast to coast. We got 24 dates from Nova Scotia to BC.
Nice.
With a 6-piece band, and we'll do a couple of stops in Ontario as well. And maybe release one or two of the songs for that tour, but the actual record will come out in February. But I also recorded some tracks. We did a recording session 3-4 years ago in Vancouver with Johnny Vidakovich on drums and David Pilch on bass. And we had so much time left over at the recording. We had like 2 days left over without having to work on the record.
And for people trying to imagine that, that's time that you had afforded into the project, and so you had some left.
Yeah, so we would show up in the studio in the morning and go, okay, we're done the record. What are we going to do now? Can't just order Italian food all day long.
No, not at those prices. Not at those studio prices.
No. So, yeah, we recorded. We just started like jamming, and there's a record came out of that, and... So there's thought about releasing that in the summer, too, because it sounds good.
A couple things in the can. I like to hear that. All right, it's time here on The Oasis, the New Classical FM. 5 questions. Oh. Internationally acclaimed pianist and performer Michael Casehammer edition. The piano you love to play the most?
The piano I have at home.
Okay.
But it's not a great piano. It's a Baby Grand Kawai.
Right.
But it's the piano I grew up playing on. I know that thing inside out.
It's a comfort level.
It's absolutely. And when my tuner comes over, he kind of goes, well, you should really get some new hammers on this and get some new strings. And, you know, they have this Baldwin for sale down the street. But I stay with this one. And I always figure if I can play it on that one, I can play it anywhere.
I love it. And we'll never see it out on tour, but it's good to know it's there. The classical composer you can always go back to?
Beethoven.
Yeah.
At home, you can attest to that. At home, I just play classical.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's all there. You can learn so much for jazz and blues and pop stuff in the harmonics of classical.
I know Wynton Marsalis would agree with you. And
it's all the same
the
music.
Yeah.
It's 12 notes you're dealing with. And once you step out of this, what kind of style you're playing, it's really liberating. You know, I mean, that's really music.
It's profound. There's humor.
There's
a lot going on there.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, I love playing Schubert. I love playing Schumann and Mozart, whatever. But
as one German friend of mine said, that's not classical music, that's German music.
It's right. Yeah, some really good Canadian composers there.
Well, that's true.
In Beethoven, the way he harmonizes, the songs make so much sense. It's unbelievable. With your fingers on the piano, what comes next? It's perfectly written music.
I love it. All right. The best kept secret in Victoria, British Columbia, both our hometowns.
Probably the bolognese at our house.
Yet another thing that's at, so your, next time at you, your house.
Next time.
Your piano next. And your bolognese. All
so right. Next time you're over there.
All right, let's stick with food. You love New Orleans. The meal or snack you crave when you're in town. I know it's a food city as much as it's a music city.
Well, honestly, I think just going for gumbo. Yeah. Is probably the best thing because it's there's everything in there. Like it says, not just in the music.
That's my kind of meal.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And then you put just enough Tabasco in there and boom.
Oh, man, I love it. I want to eat that right now. Finally, guilty pleasure pop record.
There's a lot of them, but...
Some people don't even like the term guilty pleasure.
But. Well, what does that mean? Because it's not cool.
I mean, who cares?
So now, right? Now in my brain, I'm going through, okay, which record do I love that's actually not that cool? Because right. There's a lot of great pop records, I think. But you know what? I really like the Robert Palmer Riptide record.
I mean, there's nothing guilty about that at all.
That's what I'm thinking. I so know, am I going to go to Phil Collins because I love that
no,
too?
No, that's also great.
Because that's not guilty either. No, like, where am I going?
I mean, one of the great drummers of all time. You passed the test, by the way. All right.
Thanks. I love it.
Michael K. Sammer, always fun.
Amazing. Yeah. Great, I was looking forward to seeing you.
Hear that voice. Hear that piano. Michael will play Kerner Hall with the Toronto Jazz Festival June 29th with the band, and then the West Bend Performing Arts Center in Northumberland County, The Barn, July 3rd. TorontoJazz.com, WestBend.ca, or CaseHammer.com/tour for tickets. Here with the New Classical FM, our look at the arts.